Today's daf is Masechet Tvachim, daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding at the second line, Lema Misayel. Now, you will recall that yesterday we discussed Ula, who was quoting Rish Lakish, as saying that Bia B'miktzat Shmar Bia, and he learned this out from the Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga V'la Mikdash Lo Tavo, and just like B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, Negiyah is by definition with any bit, so too, V'la Mikdash Lo Tavo is any bit. And therefore, there would be no way to put your, even your finger, your hands, into the Beit HaMikdash without, as a tummy, without incurring the Issur Karet, because it's as if you actually walked in fully into the Azara. Today we want to look further into that and see whether, in fact, we might be able to bring a raya to that opinion of Ula B'Shem Rish Lakish from a braita. Says the Gemara, let us see, from a braita. Kol ha-smichot shayusham. Any smicha of a carbon that was there in the Azara, except for one, as we'll see in a moment, all have to be tekef l'smicha shchita. Kore aleyam ani, the klal. That smicha comes right before the shchita, we do the shchita to the tenulus after v'samach yado al rosh ha'olah, v'shachat et banabakar l'vnei Hashem. That combination of the psukim v'samach, the v'shachat, teaches us that they're not meant to be a hefsek between them, except for one important case, and that is the mitzera. Chutz mizu, the smicha of a mitzera on his korban asham cannot be a smicha that would allow tekef for smicha shchita. Why? Because it was b'sha'ar Niknor. It took place in the gate of Niknor. Niknor, there was a famous story where he was Meiser Nefesh on the gates and he was ready to die in order to save that gate, and it followed him at Derech Neis all the way to the port. And because of that, they called it on his name because of the Neis that was done for it. And that was the entryway from the Azarat Hashim into the Azara. And the inside area of that gateway, which of course was quite thick, the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, was not Kedesh B'Kedushata Azara, in order to allow the Mitzorah to be able, since the Mitzorah was unable to go into the Azara, so we have the Shar Niknor that was not Kodesh, it didn't have a din of Machaneh Shechin, it only had a din of Machaneh Leviyah. And we bring the carbon there for the mitzorah to be able to do the smicha. So since she'en mitzorah yecholi kanes l'sham, he's not allowed to go into the Azara before the hazoya itself, atcher mazin alav, and that hazaya, now here it doesn't mean mazin alav on his fingers, because it says midam chatato, midam ashamo, and we only use the asham to sprinkle on him proper. So here it's got to mean mazin alav, meaning for him, on the mizbeach, to be machaper on him, from the dam of the chatas and the dam of the asham. And over there, since the shechita obviously has to be lifnei Hashem in the Azara, and the smicha, in this particular case, on the live animal, has to be the Ezras Nashim, because how else could the Mitzvah do it? So because of that, we can't do tekef l'smicha shchita. We have to bring the animal to Shar Niknor, and over there he can be semich on it, and then he can, we move the animal back into the Azor, and then we do the shchita. And now, if Ula were wrong, and actually putting your hands in was not a problem, what would be the problem? Let the Mitzvah stick his hands into the Azara, v'lismach, and then you can be Mekayim, the Mitzvah taken from Smicha Shechita. So Leil Yadei, v'lismach, he should be able to stick his hands into the Azara and to be Semech on his Korban Asham. And at that point, we could shecht it immediately in the half of the doorway, which was towards the northern side, which is all kosher l'shchita, because it has to be at Safon, since we're talking about Kodesh Kodashim. And therefore, we can be Mekayim, the din of Tekev l'smicha shchita. Why should we cancel it? Must be because Bibi Mikzas Ishma Bia, there's no way for him to come in to do the smicha. And since before the shchita, there's no problem of taking the animal out, there's only a psul of yotze on the basar after it's been shechted. So we take the animal out into the gateway, there the Mitzvah can be Semech, and then we bring it back into the Azara. So that seems to prove the contention of Ula yesterday, that the halacha is that Bia B'miktzas Ishma Bia. Says Rav Yosef, not necessarily. It's possible that the Tana who taught this Braita, Hamani, is Rav Yosef Rabbi Yudai. Because according to Rav Yosef Rabbi Yudai, you'll remember, the definition of Tzafein does not include anywhere in the Azara to its northern half, but only the area that's connected the actual Mizbeach, which means that you're 22 amot away, even on the inside of Shar Niknar, from a place that you could be able to do Shechita B'Tzafon. So even if he would stick in his hands, it wouldn't do him any good, because this animal would still need to be taken a long 22 amot away in order to get the Shechita done. So there's no way to do take of the Smicha Shechita. And if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Merakik Tzafon, the Tzafon HaAzora is far away. And because of that, there's no way for him to be Machlis Yehuda. Says the Gemara, but you know, I mean, there's an easy solution. If you hold it, Bima Mikzas, Lav Shma Bia, so then what we ought to do is Lavit Pishpesh. Make a small opening in the wall through which a Mitzvah could always put in his hand, and then he could be Semech all the way in the northern side of the wall, which is connected to Mizbeah, and don't have him stand in Shan Niknar. So let him stick in his hands. Must be because Bima Mikzas is Shma Bia. So anyway, it would be a good Raya to Ula. By Avarav and Hermatavel, it would not be a Raya, because you could not make a Pishpesh. You can't make things in the Beit HaMikdash because they're convenient. The Beit HaMikdash is made according to the architectural diagram that was given over, Milamala, Hakol Bichtav, Miyad Hashem, Allah Hiskil, Kol Malachat HaTavnit. Everything was written down from Shmuel, given over to David in a Megillah. The nature of every kli in the Beit HaMikdash, that's Hakol Bichtav, Malachat HaTavnit, is the actual architectural diagrams. You can't add a Pishpesh. So Mamela doesn't prove anything that they didn't make a Pishpesh. Of course they didn't make a Pishpesh. Couldn't make a Pishpesh. Ikari Amri. Others say that what Rabbi Yosef answered wasn't that it's going to leave the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda, that's Merachik Tzafim. But what he said was, Omer Rabbi Yosef, that actually the Tana of the Braita could very well be even Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe was Masif even all the way up to Shar Niknar. In which case, the reason that the Mitzvah cannot be Maklis Yadav is not because it's Bia B'Mikta Shema Bia, but rather because the only way to do Smicha is to put your full body on it. Kol HaSomech, Rosho V'Rubo Maklis. Rosho V'Rubo would already be considered to be Bia completely, not Bia B'Mikta. And you need to put your entire weight on this animal, and therefore you need to bring in most of your body. My time up. Kol Kocho B'Yinat. Smicha has to be done with all of your weight. And there's no way just to put your hands in. And since that wouldn't be a kosher smicha anyway, and putting it in Rosh HaVeruba into the Azorah would be aser, therefore we have no choice but to bring out the carbon to the Mitzvah and let him do the smicha. Yes, the Gemara, what exactly does Rabbi Yosef hold? Suppose he holds that the din of smicha of an asham is diraita the same way all smicha. And you also hold that when we made this hekesh of tekef l'smicha shchita, it's also diraita. So what's the problem? In the same way that we said, well, look, there's nothing else you can do. If the mitzera needs to put his hands in there in order to get the hazoya of the asham, the dama asham and the luk shemen, and then that's what the Torah is saying to do. So then the Torah is saying to do this too. It's saying to do this smicha. So lay over this machladia. Let him go in and do what he's got to do. Drachman Amar, the Torah said to do it, you do it. And what are you coming up with these surim when the Torah said do it anyway? Omer Avada Bar Matna, the truth is that even though midioraita, there is a din that he should do it, the Chachomim didn't allow him to do it. Because Gezerah Shemayar Bebipsiot. We're afraid to let him come in. Because if this Mitzvah is not careful and goes in further than he needs to go in, then he's going to be over on an Issa Karet. And we don't trust the guy to do it, and therefore we don't let him do it. So because of that, although you're right, and you're right, he should go in the same way he needs to put his thumb in the thing, but we'll do it the other way, and we'll be Deichad the din of Tekev L'Smicha Shechita. Yikeri Amri, others say that Rav Ada Bar Matna said something else. He said that smicha of the Asher Mitzvah is indeed diraita, because it's no different than the chiev of any other Asha, and it says there, Kodesh Kodeshimi, Kechatat V'Chasham, and we learn that out from just like a chatas requires smicha, which it says, Beferish V'Samachet Yado Al Rosh HaChatat, so too does an Asham require smicha. But the din of Tekef L'Smicha Shechita, that is really only an Asmachta, it's not a Diorayta, and Tekef L'Smicha Shechita, Lav Diorayta, that's only Drabbanan, and the V'Samach V'Shachat is not coming to tell us the dinim of a hekesh that we assumed up until now. Meitve asked the Gemara, on the contrary, from the words v'samach v'shachat, we learn out, it says this in the Braita, that just like smicha b'tahirin, just like smicha has to be b'tar, because it has to be l'fnei Hashem, and we talked about this before, av shchita b'tahirin. So too does the shchita have to be done b'tahirin, and if you're telling me it's not a diraita, so how could we possibly learn out that it has to be b'tahirin, but tameim nami mashkachat la? It would be possible to do it also exactly this way, that you could do this smicha. I mean, you're taking it for granted that it has to be in the Azara. Why does it have to be in the Azara? Only because it's taken for smicha shchita. But if, I mean, the only place it says beferish lifnei Hashem is by the shchita. So now the point is that the smicha, only the rabbanon has to be, you're saying, inside of the Azara. But how then would the brayta be saying, no, it's a given, smicha not be b'tahirin, and the Torah is saying that it has to be inside, and therefore shchita you can't use it. Sakin al-mapitom, it's only the rabbanon. See, Yarmut love the Uraita. Why does the Braita say that smicha can only be b'tayrin? B'tmeim nami mashkacha. So it's just as easy to do smicha b'tmeim as it is to do the shchita. Sorry. Then we made a mistake. It must be what Rav Ada Bar Masna said was the opposite. L'epo. What Rav Ada Bar Masna said was that the din of smicha of Asher Metzera is indeed the thing that's not the Uraita. Even though normal Ashamites are Diorita, because of the Hekesh to Chatas, the din of the Asham Mitzvah is different than any other Atzer, because it's not coming for a Chet. It's not coming as a Kapora. It's coming only to be Matir Achilas Karchir. So it's coming only to be Matirim from the Mekos HaKippurim. And therefore, by definition, it doesn't have the same din as Kechatat V'Hasham, which are being brought for Kapora. And so because of that, it itself wouldn't need Smicha, except the Rabbanim or Geyser to do Smicha. It's the Tekev L'Smicha Shchita, which is the Oraita. So, sorry. But because of that, since they're not both the Oraita, we can't simply be Deiche and say that in order to deal with this problem, we have two Deoraita. Let's do it. We don't have two Deoraita because the din of smicha is not a Deoraita. And therefore, obviously, it's not no longer a kasha. Why we're not Deiche? Now, getting back into the Iker question of whether the din of Biba Mikzah Shmabia or not. If you recall, the only makor for that was Rish Lakish's pasuk. B'chol kodesh lo tiga, ve'el ha-mikdash lo tavo. If you think about the makor, then the entire daf that we just had is batel u'mevutel. Because you were asking all along that if you hold b'yam ha-mikdash, shma b'yam, then we're left with an Issur Karet in both directions. Issur Karet of not bringing his carbon Pesach, and an Issur Karet of being Bia B'Mikzat in order for him to stick in his Bahonot into the Azara. But if you think about the Makar was only said to compare Bia B'Mikdash to Negia B'Kodesh. Negia B'Kodesh is never an Issur Karet. And therefore, the most you can learn out from that Hekesh, as Ravina points out, is only Malkus, not Karet. Therefore, the whole question was no question in the first place. There are not two Isurei Karet here. Ravina Amar, Linyan Malkut Itmar. Reish Lakish's Limud was only comparing the Gia B'Kodesh, which is an Isur Malkut. And therefore, the most we can learn out of Bia B'Mikzas is the Makor. That yes, you're Chayav Malkus, but you're certainly not going to be Chayav Karet. And since for Negiah there's no Onish of Karet, for Biyah B'Mikzat, there's also no Onish Karet. So essentially, we view Biyah B'Mikzat as the equivalent of bringing this, the Reb Chaim Brisker was Mechadish. The way to look at this is that now it's no longer even Nogea that didn't. This halach of Knisa Libra Ravina. Because it would be the same as bringing something Tomei into the Azara. So if you bring in a Kli Tomei into the Azara, it's an Isra Malkus, but it's not an Isra of Karein. Bringing your hands, which are Tomei, into the Azara is that same halach. Kiyata Ravina Omar. When Ravin came, he quoted Rabbi Avoh as saying that the din of Reish Lakish from the Pasik was only said when Yatami Shinaga Bekadesh Itamar. Was not attempting to learn out that Bia B'Mikzah Shma Bia de Itamar. It's got to be that way, because take a look at what Reish Lakish himself said. Tomei Shinaga Bekadesh. If a Tomei touches Kodesh, says Reish Lakish is Chayim Malka. Rabbi Yochanan said he's not Chayim Malka. What's Reish Lakish's right as Chayim Malkus? Because since it says by Yoledet, of course this was our pasuk, the very pasuk we've been talking about, B'chol kodesh lo tiga, ve'al ha-mikdash lo tavo, That's referring to a yoledet. And it says over there that there's an Isser Lav, Lotiga. So if there's an Isser Lav, there's a Chiyuv Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan says there is no Isser Malkus. That pasuk obviously was not even referring to Basar Kodesh, because it says over there, Ad Melot Yemei Tahora. And Melot Yemei Tahora means that after the 40 days of Yemei Tahora, of this Yoledet, even though she still didn't bring a carbon, it's just a Melot Yemei Tahora, it's just that she's still going to be Mechuseret Kippurim. It's just that she's no longer a Tfula Yom. The din is that she remains what's called a Tfulat Yom Aroch. Tahora of her Tfila doesn't take place until the end of those 40 days, or 80 days. But it's therefore not talking about Negiya on Basar Kodesh at all, because someone who's a Mechuseret Kippurim is not allowed to touch Basar Kodesh. And even if he had gone to the mikveh and had been Mariv Shemesh and was not at Tfilah Yom, but is still a Mechuseret Kippurim. So when it's talking about the Yoledet, it could only be talking about Kodesh in the sense of Truma. And therefore, what you're going to learn out over here is that there's an Isser of a Tameh Shenaga B'Truma, that there's a din of Malkus, but not a din. You can't learn out from a Kal V'Chomer either, because in Mazirin Menadim, so even though it may be true about touching Truma, it's not too true about touching Koda. Not to mention the fact that there's other dinim of Tuma, which are Aser Bekedesh Bechala, not even Aser in Truma. So, in other words, according to this, it seems clear that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you would be loka the Yoledet for touching Truma, which is interesting because not everybody passes that. The Rambam does not bring such an Isser at all. So apparently he does not understand the way Rashi understands here that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you would be chayev for touching Truma. He understands it to be a din of what passes Truma, the Negiya Betruma passes, not to tell me an Isser of Negiya Betruma. But anyway, Rashi and Tosfos both assume that it's an actual Chiyuv Malkus. That's why I have to talk about whether we can learn it out of the Kal V'Chomer and Ein Mazir Menadim. Now, ask the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, Hi, Grela Achudiata. Is this pasuk coming to tell me the Isser Lota set of touching Basar Kodesh? Is it not true that Ami Boile, do we not need this pasuk to tell me the Isser Lav of Azhara La'ochel Basar Kodesh? That someone who is Tomei B'tumata Guf, that if he eats Basar Kodesh, although the Torah stressed Beferish that there's an Isser Karet, remember that we need, in every Isser Lav, we need to have an Azhara. So even though it says a Nefesh Asher Tuchal Basar Mizevach HaShlamim HaShel Hashem V'tumato HaLav V'nichrata Nefesh HaYim Yameha, where is the Lav? Where the Torah is saying over this Karet, where's the Lav? Where's the Malkus going to come from for such a Lav? Is it not true that Reish Lakish learns out that Lav from this Pasuk? The Itmar Azhara La'ochel Basar Kodesh Minayin. How do we know that someone who eats Basar Kodesh B'tumat HaGuf is over on a Lav from an Azhara? Minayin Reish Lakish Amar B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga Ve'ela Mikdash Lo Tavo. We'll see how he understands that to mean eating, even though it seems to be saying touching. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says that Bardala was Tana, as in a Braita, that Ati, we learn it out from Gezeira Shava, where it says Tumato Alav by Basar Kodesh B'tumasaguf, and it says the Lashon of O Tumato Bo by Biata Migdash. It's just like by Bias Tomei L'Migdash, Mala Halan Anash, it says V'nichrata Nefeshahi, and he's here because it says Lo Yitamu Et Machanehen, so Afkan by Achila B'tumasaguf, it says B'feresh V'nichrata Nefeshahi, must be because that, in fact, the Hekesh teaches of the Azhara, the Exereshava, teaches of the Azhara. He's here. So that means that we're putting together these two things. So it turns out that Aliba the Reish Lakish, the Pasuk is not coming to discuss Bechlal, the din of touching Basar Kodesh Betuma. It's talking about eating Basar Tuma. And says the Gemara, no, the truth is that the Pasuk serves both functions. It's coming to be Mazir on the Achil of Basar Kodesh, but we can also learn from it the Islav of touching Basar Kodesh. How? Because the Azhara, Tomei Shenaga B'Kodesh, is we learn out anyway from the language. Since the Torah didn't call it eating, it called it touching, even though it clearly has to mean eating, as we're going to prove in a moment. So, since, meaning Afke Rachmona B'Loshen Negiya, since the Torah called this eating touching, the Melech's coming to tell you the Isser B'Chol Kodesh L'Tiga. The Azhara is clearly only referring to the eating itself. That I know from the fact that it also says Elamikdash Lotavo, so it's being Makish, Kodesh Lamikdash. So just like coming into the Beit HaMikdash Betumat HaGuf is an Isser Karet, the Isser that we're talking about over here has to be an Isser Karet. On Negiah Betumah, we never find an Isser Karet. It's only on Achila or in Knesset HaBeis HaMikdash. So therefore, there's two separate issues here. The simple meaning of the Hekesh is clearly referring to a case of eating Betumas HaGuf. The fact that the Torah insists on calling it Negiah, that is an indication there's a separate Isser Lav, not of Karet, as an Azhara for Negiah. And that was what Rish Lakish learned from that pasuk, said Ravin in the name of Rabbi Abohu, and not all the things that you're learning out of Bia B'mitzah. Tanya Kavati to Rish Lakish. We learn, actually, like Rish Lakish, from the pasuk, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga, that is Azor Ochel, this it says Beferish in the Brayta, this is Alav, to teach me you cannot eat Tumas HaGuf. Atomer Azor Ochel, you say it comes to tell me you cannot eat, which of course is what Rish Lakish said. Maybe it means what it says. Answers the bright exactly as we just explained it. Talmud Lomar b'chol kodesh lo tigav al hamikdash lo tavo. And therefore, we're being makish kodesh lo mikdash. We're comparing over the kodesh to the mikdash, just like the mikdash is a dover sheyesh bal netilat neshama, is referring to something that is mechayev karet, that destroys your soul. Af, so to the yisr, linyan kodesh is a dover sheyesh bal netilat neshama. The E, the Nogea, if we're talking about a Nogea, whoever heard of an Isser Karet, but Nogea, Netilat Neshama Mi'ika. There's no Chiev of Karet at all when it comes to Nogea ever. Ella must be talking about Pachila, where over there it does say, they prefer the Isser of Karet, the Tumato Allah. So this clearly proves to us that it's learned directly as Rish Lakish, as from the Shekesh, and not from the Gzeirah Shava, the way Rabbi Yochanan learned.
So it may well be true, continues the Gemara, that we've proven that indeed Reish Lakish is correct overall, but the question over here is that the pasuk is actually used, even according to Reish Lakish, to tell me something else entirely, which seems to be a contradiction to everything that we're saying here, because Vakati mi boile, this very pasuk, according to Reish Lakish, is used to tell me the din of an Adam Tomei who ate Basar Kodesh before Zrika. Now, Zrika is the only thing that is Matir Achila on the Basar Kodesh, okay? And before that, it can't be eaten even to Tahorim, because it wasn't Matiro. And if that's the case, then there is no Onish Karet. We'll see that later on. There certainly is no Onish Karet on eating something that even a Tohar is not allowed to eat. We're going to learn that from the Pasuk. If a Tohar is not allowed to eat it, then a Tomei who eats it is not going to be Chayav Karet. But the thing is, there is still a Lav in the Tomei eating it. And that Tomei eating it is learned from here. And therefore, to say that according to Reish Lakish, what we've derived over here from the Hekesh is that we're certainly talking about Achilas Kodesh because it has to be something that is Netilat Neshama no longer holds true. Because Reish Lakish himself uses the pasuk to tell me, Deitmar, Tomei Sha'achal Basar Kodesh, Lifnei Zrika, Reish Lakish Omer Loke, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Eino Loke. Reish Lakish says, you would still get Malkus, even though, as we'll see, there's clearly no Karet, but you would still get Malk. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, you don't even get Malk. Reish Lakish Omer Loke, from this pasuk, Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. Since it says Bechol Kodesh, it means any Kodesh at all, you can't eat Lo Shel Deflei Zrika, Velo Shel La'achar Zrika. Now, if that's the case, then it certainly cannot be saying that the pasuk has to be something that's talking about Netilat Neshama if Reish Lakish himself is using it as a general lav for a Tomei who eats Lifnei Zrika. Something's very strange about this. But before we get to the answer, let's just finish what Rabbi Yochanan argues with Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loke, and that's again consistent with Rabbi Yochanan's reliance on the Tani Barla. Kiritani Bardala, remember that Bardala said that we learn out the Tumato, which was used in the pasuk for Tumato Alav, which was talking about eating Basar Kodesh B'Tumas HaGuf, and Tumato that was said by O Tumato Bo by Biat Migdash. Now, just like by Biat Migdash, there's a Chiyav Karet, and there was an Azara on it. So too, Bachilat Basar Kachim, since it says Beferish V'Nichrita, Tumato Alav V'Nichrita, must be that there was an Azara. The thing is that the only place where the Azara was written, Vechi Katav, Ahu, that Isser, where it mentions Karet Tumato Alav, when it says V'Nichrita, is Davka L'Achar Zrika. That's got to be only after the Zrika of the Dam. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Tahor Yochal Basar, and then, obviously, if Kol Tahor Yochal Basar, then it's got to be Basar that was after the Zrika. V'hanefesh asher tochal basar v'tumato alav v'nichrat. In other words, only that basar, on which we would have said that kol tahor yochal basar, is the basar which would says v'nichrata. And since over a year before Zrika, there would be no pasuk left, according to the Tani Bardala, to tell me that there's an iser at all, where would I learn out the supposed azara from? There's no such azara. The question is, that should be true even on Liban Reish Lakish, because if Reish Lakish was basing the entire thing on the fact that it has to be Netilat Neshama, then we got a serious issue over here, because he really ought to be agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan in this. Answers the Gemara, no. The truth is that Reish Lakish is being medayik a different issue over here. What Reish Lakish will tell you is, look, as far as the way that I dashed in the Pasuk initially, did you have to say Bechol Kodesh Lotiga? You could have said Bekodesh Lotiga, right? And then I would have known that that's comparing Bekodesh Lotiga to Be'al HaMikdash Lo Yavo. And then I would have said, okay, we're talking about Basar after Zrika Saddam, where there was a Chiyav Karet, and so on. And therefore, this is that law. But now that you throw in, besides that limud, the Torah throws in this extra word, b'kol kodesh, any kodesh at all. That extra word is coming to tell me a different azhara. So that mimai mikol, b'kol kodesh lotiga, that is coming to tell me, shma mina, two separate lavim. Tarte. In other words, first of all, we learn out the combination of the iser, that is to say the hekesh of El HaMikdash Lo Tavo, that there is a lav on the Chiyav Karet, which is Achar Zrika, plus from the word Bakol, we also learn out that there is a lav of eating Lifnei Zrika, Bechla, Betuma.